You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor Act Bossoff. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Come on, shout with a shout of joy. Come on, how good to be back. Better than standing in front of your TV this morning, amen. And now you all came this morning, nobody knows, but you're here. Welcome to TBN, hundreds of thousands on TBN, TBN YouTube, One Gospel Live with us this morning. Praise TV, come on Pretoria, Tuane, welcome them. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, CRC Online, radio stations, correctional facilities, all over Russia, Israel, America, Europe, India, Pakistan, China, Africa. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, while you stand this morning, lift your hand and say, I have a future and I have a hope. No matter where you are, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Nigeria, right there in Soweto this morning, Alexandra, wherever you are this morning, you still have a future and you still have a hope. Don't forget Dream Week. Hello. So we're going to do a Sunday morning thing on Dream Week. When is it? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. It's going to be amazing. Okay, Dream Week. Next week, not this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just feedback. We met with the President, Presidency, Vice President, Minister Dlamini Zuma, and also the Minister of Health and many other ministers, Thursday night, and we spoke again after 19 months about the frustration we have as believers for our churches to be opened. We made it very clear. We know the President is speaking tonight, and we say, please, do not say that you've consulted religious leaders and give us 100. We don't want 100. We want our churches open. We want at least 50% where people can come and worship God. Thank you. Our nation is in ruin. Crime statistics are through the roof. 76% murders. Depression, 66%. And no political party has the answer. This moral decay is a result of taking the church out of society. And it's time for us, and we make it clear, we will make a press release, all the churches together, we stood united, and we'll make our press release on Tuesday after the President's address, that we will now take our responsibility and address the needs of people in South Africa. Amen. If you can climb on a bus, a taxi, an aeroplane, and you're not afraid, why should you be afraid when you come to church? And by the way, many of you have been vaccinated. What are you even doing sitting at home? What are you afraid of? Get thyself back into the presence of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Say amen. Take your seat. Thank you. Open your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's get right into the word this morning, a word of hope and encouragement. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, the Apostle Paul speaking, he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given me. And there he says what it is, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. I therefore most gladly rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I want you to lift your one hand to heaven this morning and say it. Say it, when I feel weak, then I am strong. Say it this morning, the title of my message, say it this morning, say, I am stronger than I think, in Jesus' name. My message, I am stronger, tougher than I think. You think, than I sink. Amen, you're not sinking. You say, where did this message come from? I go to gym most days of the week, and I saw somebody with a t-shirt that said, I am tougher than I think. I thought, that's a good title, something we need. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. None of us thought that we would still be here after 19 months. None of us thought we would endure a pandemic, a lockdown. Many of you faced business closure, lost loved ones, Many of you at times have felt like quitting and giving up. Sometimes we as human beings do feel hopeless. But I'm here to tell you, you are stronger than you think because of the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, the Bible says, God will never let you face anything that you cannot handle, but He will make a way of escape so that you will be able to bear it. You know, even in this time, I thought sometimes, my word, how long is this going to be? We have to adjust our sails all the time. And I know you are praying for me, but I also know that God's grace is real and that God's grace is sufficient. When all hell breaks loose, God is not about to abandon you and God is not about to forsake you. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's not time to quit, even though you feel like quitting. You don't quit, my brother and my sister. You keep on walking. You keep on journeying to the place that God said, I've prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Come on, I will anoint your head with fresh oil. You will smile again. You will dance again. You will breathe again, for weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. So when God designed you, when God created you in your mother's womb, He designed you with the gifts, the talents, the strength, the ability, the endurance to face all difficulty that God knew you would face. So long before this pandemic happened, God knew we would be alive. Every trial, every tribulation you ever faced, the reason why you are still here and you've not given up is because you are stronger than you think. You are stronger. You are more capable. You are more favored. You are better. You have more ability than you can ever imagine, because the greater one lives on the inside of you in the name of Jesus. So no matter what you face, His grace is sufficient. No matter what you are walking through, His grace is sufficient. For He will never lead you where He cannot keep you, where His grace will not be available. So we see Paul, I mean, a man of God that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, the epistles, the content. And here he talks about a thorn in the flesh, something he struggled with, something he wrestled with. Well, we know it's a demonic personality, whatever it was. Many Bible scholars will say it was an eye disease. Other people say it was a personality that incited mobs against him. It doesn't matter, because we all have a thorn. Everybody at one time in your life, you are going to have a thorn. That's why the Bible doesn't mention the thorn, the name, because we want to name everything. That's not the issue. Paul says, I've been wrestling with this very thing and I've pleaded to God to remove it. And all God said was, my grace is sufficient for you. You better be stronger. When you feel at your weakest, you better be at your strongest. When you feel at your lowest, you better rise to your tallest. When you feel like quitting, you should not be quitting, because my grace is sufficient for me. Oh, come on, somebody, some of you haven't been in church forever, jump on your feet and give the Lord a mighty praise. I know people can't see us behind our masks, but and you know it. You know the private conversations, and you look at your wife and you say, honey, you are stronger than you think. Your balance have dwindled and you still, yeah, optimistic. You are stronger than you think. Things are going to change. I say things are going to change. That word, that song that we sang, we're going to keep our hands stretched to the heavens and we're going to keep worshiping our God. And we keep trusting the grace of God in Jesus' name. So, three things that Paul learned quickly as I get into the message. Number one, he discovered that God's grace was sufficient. No matter what Satan planned and plotted and schemed against him, God's grace was able to sustain him and to deliver him every single time. 2 Timothy 3 verse 10 to 11, he says, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, my purpose, my faith, long-suffering love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, Lystra. What persecutions I endured. Sometimes we just have to endure. We have to persevere. We have to keep on keeping on. We have to move. We cannot stop moving because of the pandemic. So if we cannot run, we better walk, my brother. If we cannot walk, my sister, we better get busy crawling. If we cannot crawl, we better drag ourselves forward, onward. Christian soldier, come on, into the future that God has for us. Not camping at the mistakes and the failure of yesterday, but exactly doing what Paul says, this one thing I do, I forget what is behind. Last month was a bad month, you can't change it. I forget what is behind. Last year was a bad year, I cannot change it. I forget what is behind, I keep on. When I fall over, I get back up again. When I feel like quitting, I don't. Why? Because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of me. I'm stronger. I'm stronger than I think. So Paul learned that God's grace was sufficient. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I feel like quitting, I won't. Because His strength is perfected in my weakness. When I run out of ability, His grace kicks in. 2 Timothy 4:17, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. How will we overcome our enemies in South Africa without God? We said this to our Vice President, Deputy President, everybody else. For 19 months, we've repeated ourselves to this government. And we've said that this country is going to spiral into a moral decay. It's happened. And I'm talking about all religious leaders. On Thursday, unanimously said to this deputy president, said, no more. You will not shut us down any longer. You will not take us out of society any longer. Our people are suffering. Come on. We need and will open our churches for the glory of God. Oh, come on. Say amen. If you love the church, give Him a praise. Hallelujah. Enough is enough now. Ek sê genoeg is genoeg. They want to start pilot projects now. We started a pilot project September last year. You're a year late, man. We've proven how we can open our churches safely and responsibly. It's not a game, this. Teenage pregnancies, suicide. This last week, we had two people commit suicide. We have a large church, but it's a main issue for me. One was a teenage leader. The other one was a young businessman of 30 years old, committed suicide. You think it's okay? You think I should just stand by and kumbaya and please a government that doesn't understand that the church has their role in South Africa, and without the church, the pain will continue. We are here to answer heaven's call. Amen. Come on, South Africa, in Jesus' name. We're not standing against our government. We're standing for what we should do. Good men say and do nothing, evil will take over. Can't stand by and see our teenagers raped. See GBV go out of control. And we just have to be silenced. It says, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so purpose that the message might be fully preached through me. And that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord delivered me from every evil work and preserved me for His heavenly kingdom. The Lord will deliver me. Say it to me this morning. Lift your hand and say, God will deliver me. Say it. Say, God will deliver me. Whatever your country's name is, say, God will deliver whatever your country's name is. Come on, in Jesus' name, say it. And He will preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Second thing Paul learned was that he was stronger than he thought. If God meant it, I can. Come hell or high water, no matter what the opposition, no matter the valley, no matter the fire, even if the fire becomes heated 7 times more, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm never alone. God is there. His grace is sufficient. God will sustain me in the fire. God will walk me through the valley. God will keep me. God will protect me. His favor will surround me like a shield in Jesus' name. Philippians 4 verse 12, he says, I know what it means to lack, and I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance. For I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things. Hallelujah. I mean, God never expected us to fall apart when opposition comes. We have to fall on His grace, but we cannot fall apart. We cannot collapse. We cannot lose hope because we are stronger than we think. Because he lives on the inside of us. So some of you had plenty, now you have little. But you're going to have plenty again. Some of you had little, you're going to have plenty. Paul says, it doesn't matter whatever state I am, I've learned therewith to be content. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm stronger than I think. He learned to live reliant and dependent on God's grace. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, the Bible says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. So I'm going to overcome this by the grace of God. And His grace toward me was not in vain. I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was given to me. So being strong does not imply you never doubt or you never have feelings of fear. It implies that you choose to be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Like Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. It's, and many of us have had to learn in this time to become dependent on a higher power, God. Not the third force, not the man upstairs, the living God. You had to grow closer in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You had to learn how to navigate your storm following the Good Shepherd, reliant upon the grace of God. Psalm 23, the word I shared at the start of this pandemic, that the Lord is your Good Shepherd, you have learned that even when your path takes me through a valley of darkness, the deepest darkness, fear will not conquer me, for your love already have. You have your love, no matter where you are. And I want to say this morning, because I understand, you know, people have COVID fatigue, people are tired, people are struggling, people are facing battles and challenges, people are wanting to throw in the towel. I mean, we have to counsel more people than ever. And to say we have to do this camera thing just doesn't work. We need our people back in church. We need people to find the presence of God. We need people to find their senses back in the presence of God. There is no substitute for the presence of God in Jesus' name. So Paul says, even when I'm hard-pressed on every side, I'm not crushed. Hallelujah. Hard-pressed, I'm not crushed. Because I'm stronger than I think. Because His grace is sufficient for me. When I run out of strength, His grace carries me. His grace keeps me in Jesus' name. He says, we are perplexed, we are puzzled, troubled, bewildered. Like we said to our Deputy President, Mr. President, we have spoken to you for 19 months. You've not heard a single word that we've said. Every time the President gives his family talk, we are perplexed. After all the religious leaders meet with government and the government says they consulted with us, which they never did. They informed us. We said, please, because pastors all over the country say, but you're in agreement with churches being closed. No, no, no. We are not in agreement. We know that the church is the light of the world. The church is the hope of society. The church is the preserving agent of society. You take the church out, you will have moral decay. It's like taking salt out of the food. And for those of you that said it's okay just to sit and serve Jesus by yourself, what sayest thou now? What sayest thou now? Is not working. Because those same young people that came to our churches are now falling pregnant. Those same young people that were coming to our churches. I mean, on Sunday nights, we had between 15 and 20,000 students come and teenagers come. Many of them are now involved in falling pregnant and in all things. Not their fault. They've been taken away from God. Only God can change a human heart. No government can. No legislation can. I've spoken to political leaders of every political party, one-on-one. And I've told them, why is there not one of you that can speak up for the church? You call yourself Christians, but you cannot talk up for the church. How do you think you will rebuild South Africa without a strong spiritual fiber, without a strong moral fiber? How do you think you are going to change this country and rebuild if you take spirituality out of people? Not only spirituality, but everything that boosts the morale of people. I mean, sorry, I didn't lose my brain when I got saved. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But it makes no sense to have a football match in a stadium of 60,000 and no spectators are allowed. The one pastor said, it was very good, he said, why is the church the unsafest place? Are you coming and putting the coronavirus in our churches? Some churches have opened their churches to be vaccine centers, and there's 400 people that sit in a building to be vaccinated, but they can't come to worship. Hello? I'm sorry, brother. I'm for the church, and this is my calling. I'm not going to be silenced on this platform, not on this platform where millions are watching. I'm not going to be silenced. The church of Jesus should be reopened safely and responsibly. People need to come back to their churches and worship God. Our young people need to get back to church. What sense does it even make? Listen, and I ask this, when you have children go to school 5 days a week for 7 hours a day, and they're not allowed to come to church on a Sunday for an hour where we can love on them and feed them and deal with their hurt and their pain. What is the agenda? We are beginning to ask. Government is doing a great job to alienate Christians from them. I know many of you, and I'm not talking politics, I'm talking kingdom nicks, whatever you want to call it. But unfortunately, until we don't get the right political decision makers in power, we are going to fight this battle till Jesus comes back. So we'll talk about that on another day. Amen. That we have to change South Africa. Christians have to rise on every platform. Christians have to rise on school boards. You have to get involved in your local municipal elections. You have to get involved everywhere. You have to be the salt and be the light where God has placed you. All the prayer is not changing our country. Open your eyes. And I'm all for prayer, but that's all most people want to do. They want to pray and look the other way. We have to pray and engage. Huh? Say amen. Is it just darkness up there, or was there somebody actually alive up there? So Paul says, we are perplexed, but we're not in despair. We will outlast the storm. As CRC, we will outlast the storm better than any other church in South Africa, because we are positioned with social media, television, live streams, television networks, etc., etc., etc. We're not even speaking on our behalf. Persecuted, but we are not forsaken. Maybe people turn against you at your job. God's got a better job for you. You keep on keeping on. Struck down, but we're not destroyed. Says, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, we believe, therefore we speak. We also believe, and therefore do we speak. We speak about the future. We prophesy to our future. We talk about good things. We talk about our dreams and our visions. We look beyond the stars. We look beyond the giants. We look to the milk and the honey. We look to the promises of God. And we become stronger. And we keep on keeping on. We never give up hope. And we remain filled with purpose, where we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we bring hope to a suffering world in Jesus' name. We extend a hand to the poor child. We put shoes on the barefooted child. And one of our businessmen, Salute, just me talking about putting shoes on people's feet. He bought like hundreds of pairs of shoes and clothed kids that are all walking barefoot that he saw. None of these kids have got shoes. That's Christianity, my brother, my sister. Not sitting in front of your television sucking your thumb and all you think about is you and yourself. We're in a world that is hurting, that is suffering. We need to be stronger than any agenda. The church has to be strong. The church has to arise and shine. We have to become the voice of God to the hopeless. We have to become a voice of reason. We have to take our position in society in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. He says, our light affliction is for a moment. So you have to choose to be strong when you feel at your weakest. Joel chapter 3 verse 10, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Say it this morning. Let the weak say. Doesn't mean you are weak. It just means you better say something opposite to what you feel. Your emotion will always follow your motion. Watch David, how he talks to himself in Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are you so cast down, O my soul? Depression is up 66%. Sure, go to the doctor, but you need to go to the gospel as well. And you need to find hope and life in the Word of God and build your faith in the name of Jesus and get yourself in the presence of God, the corporate anointing. Why are you disquieted within me? When people go become depressed, they get quiet, they get morbid, they get sulky. Oh no, you have to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Come on, you have to rejoice when you feel like mourning. You have to do the opposite. You have to rely on the grace of God. Oh, come on. Oh, I know it's Sunday morning, but just give the Lord a little bit of a praise offering in Jesus' name. Get out of your hopelessness. Get out of your despair. Get out of your frustration. Get out of your limitation. Get out of your fear. And give the Lord a bit of a praise. Come on, there in Bloemfontein, Bloemfontein North, Bloemfontein South, Johannesburg, here in Pretoria, in front of your television. It says, hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. So hope releases a spirit of praise. So you want credit to fall apart, because God's grace is sufficient. You are stronger than you think. I'm going to say that over and over and over. Tougher, stronger. You are more anointed than you think. You are more favored than you think. You are more capable than you think. You are more resilient than you think. You are stronger because of the grace of God. So stop seeing yourself as this weak, frail individual. Begin to see yourself through the eyes of God, as Gideon had to when God came to him and Gideon was hiding. He didn't feel strong and capable. On the contrary, he was afraid. He felt like, I'm the weakest and the least in my family. I'm not capable to do anything, yet God called him. What was the tone of God's conversation with Gideon? When God talks to him, Gideon is hiding. The Lord says to him, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. What's God saying to him? Gideon, you are stronger than you think. No matter how big this giant, no matter your disappointment, no matter your disillusionment, no matter how great the past was, like when he had this conversation with the angel of God, the pre-incarnate Christ, he says, but God, where are your miracles? Where's 2019? Where's yesterday? You delivered us. You showed yourself strong, but now, God, I have to hide. I'm just in a survival mode. And the angel of the Lord says to him, the only way out of here is you have to change your attitude. You have to stop looking at yourself as the least and the weakest. You have to stop allowing your environment to confine you and to determine and dictate to you who you are. You have to make up your mind to be who I said you are. Gideon, you are stronger than you are. Mpo, you are stronger than you are. Sarah, you are stronger than you are. Abraham, you are stronger than you think. You are stronger, more capable, more anointed. You're not defined by your circumstances, by your environment, by your yesterday, by this COVID. The promises of God are still yea and amen. You have to make up your mind to believe what God says. So imagine this, God comes to you and He says, the Lord is with you, mighty man. And He says, oh my Lord, how can I know some of us can go so low that we cannot even see a future. But I'm here to tell you this morning that He is your future. As He said to Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. I am your Alpha and the Omega. I still am the way, the truth, and the light. I still am the bright and the morning star. I am the way maker. I am the deliverer. I am the God of the breakthrough. I am the God who will never leave you and never forsake you. No matter where you find yourself, my grace is sufficient. Gideon, you are stronger than you think. Time to get up on the inside. Time to rise up. Time to get going. In spite of the impossibilities you face, In spite of the giants that have multiplied during this COVID time, you are stronger. You have what it takes. God designed you for this hour. You have the ability. You have the power. You have the know-how. You have the grace on the inside of you. You are stronger than you think in Jesus' name. So when you feel like quitting, don't. When you fall down, get back up again. Why? Because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. When Satan reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. When you feel weak and timid, you say to yourself, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm stronger than I think in Jesus' name. Martin Niemöller, I have to close. Man that was persecuted for his faith by the Nazi regime when they turned against the Jews, landed in prison. Great man of God in that time in Germany. He says a man doesn't realize how much he can stand until he's put to the test. The Bible says count it all joy when we are in a test and a trial. Because our faith is going to come out. God's grace is going to be revealed. And God is going to be glorified. Come on. No pressure can crush you. No devil can keep you down. No opposition can derail you. Because you are stronger by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Says you can stand far more than you think you can. You are much stronger than you think. Those of us that came through the military era when we were forced to go to the army and we did what we called fuss bait. They put you on this thing and you had to go do this walk and carry everything that doesn't make sense and made it impossible. And when you actually felt like it's all over, you climb that mountain and everything in you says you don't have strength any longer. Then you're not even halfway. You discovered yourself. Climbing that mountain and everything in you says, give up. Throw the stone away. Throw the sleeper away. It's too heavy. I can't do this. I can't breathe. You learn to do what? You just won't put one foot ahead of another foot. You climb that mountain. You don't even look at the top anymore. Danny was phrased, by that time, you've already climbed many other mountains. And it was like you thought, if I'm at the top of that mountain, it's over. No. When you got to the top, you saw the next mountain and you had to learn not to look too far ahead. Just look right ahead. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You just take one step at a time. You just climb one step at a time. Come on. You just get back to work one day at a time. You just say another prayer in Jesus' name. You keep on keeping on. You don't give up. You don't quit. You don't lie down. You are stronger than you think. God's grace is sufficient for you. Says what lies before us and what lies behind us are small matters compared to what lies within us. When you bring what is within you out into the world, miracles will happen. What is in you? A rich deposit of God's grace. The person of Jesus Christ who is grace personified. Hope. Life. Courage. We're not talking about mind over matter, although your mind better be renewed. We're talking about dipping on the inside, living from within. No matter what you face, no matter what tormenting thoughts go through your mind, that you know I can and I will because I am stronger than I think. And my brother, my sister, when you begin to live reliant upon God's grace, every day is easy. Doesn't mean you're not facing challenges. He said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. When you live the purpose of God, that's why in this church we attach everything to the purpose of God's kingdom. Not just the purpose of lifestyle. No, 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 no. But the purpose. God delivered him so that he could fulfill his purpose as a doctor, as an entertainer. And they are people that have gone through the worst time ever. Entertainers, sports people, managers of soccer company, not just the church. It seems like everything that builds the morale in society has been taken out without any logic, without any scientific evidence. Let's just take what gives hope. But none of those things, and we've said this again and again, it wasn't a rugby event that reconciled this country. Politicians have short memories. It was the church. It wasn't politicians that broke apartheid. It wasn't politicians that dealt with racism. It was the Church of Jesus Christ. It wasn't politicians that dealt with the AIDS pandemic. It was the Church of Jesus Christ. And again, they turned to churches to be vaccine centers, but churches may not worship. I said churches may not worship. Now, I've been targeted because of my bold stance for the church, and I don't care, because it's the purpose of God. I'll be bolder and louder in the name of Jesus Christ. The Church of Jesus must open, because there's no hope for our South Africa and no restoration for the nations of the world while the church is shut down. Let God arise and let His enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise, O God, arise, we pray, for Your glory and for Your people's sake in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! I don't know what you are facing this morning, but I want to tell you that God is with you, and that God's grace is sufficient for you. And because of that, you are stronger than you think. It's not a religion. It's not a mind over matter. It's not a theory. Now, God is real. And He really loves you. And He really died for you. I know you feel down and out this morning, but you can take one step in the right direction by giving your life to Jesus. So all over this place, I want every head bowed, every eye closed, in all our churches, in front of your home this morning. You've never given your life to Jesus. Maybe at one time you did. But this COVID pandemic has caused you to lose yourself. Come back to Jesus. Give yourself to Him this morning. Open your heart and allow Jesus to come. I want you to put your hand on your heart right where you are. In this place this morning, young person, there where you are. And pray this prayer with me today, according to the Word of God. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give myself back to You. I believe You died for my sin. I believe You rose from the grave. I believe You are alive. Today, I accept You as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive my sin. Thank You for hearing my prayer and for putting me back on a path of life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise right where you are.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.